Welcome to the Leaders Toolkit Podcast, episode 32.
Hi, I'm Tracy, the Director of Catalyst Support here at Giant. Welcome to our podcast, designed specifically for team leaders across all industries and organizational sizes. Whether you're a small business owner, a middle manager, a director, or an employee leading a team of three, four, maybe five people, this podcast is here to serve you. Here's the scoop. Excelling in your job often paves the way to leadership positions. However, being proficient in your field doesn't automatically mean you possess the skills to effectively lead a team. Leading people requires a distinct skill set that might not have been part of your previous training. That's where our podcast comes into play. If you face challenges in managing tasks, time, conflict, or motivation within your team, we're here to support you. Our objective is to equip team leaders with the necessary skills to master the art of leading a team. Each episode delivers concise and practical insights featuring valuable hacks, tips, tricks, tools, wisdom, and encouragement. Tune in and make sure to share this resource with other team leaders in your world. Together, let's foster the development of healthy, high-performing teams that have the potential to make a significant impact on this world. Let's become leaders worth following. Well, hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Leaders Toolkit Podcast. I hope that you had an interesting, good educational time of listening last time to the episode with Dan Fry. He outlined a great tool for us, and I want us to continue that conversation and overlay it with a great resource for you and your team. If you're a team leader, what we are hoping for here is to equip you with language and tools that will help you be the best leader you can be. But also, we want to give you plenty of resources that you can tap into to make your team stronger and, as a result, make your entire organization stronger. That's really what organizations are made of, right? I know it sounds very simple, but organizations are made of tiny teams that create these tiny cultures that should be a greater culture, right, of health and high productivity and performance and great relationships. So that's what our goal is here, is to give you information, tools, content, and resources that will make you the best team leader and, as a result, healthy, high-performing teams with great organizations, because that creates an amazing world, right? If all of these industries around the world are doing that, what a fantastic world it would be. And so I pick the best guest to have. And today I have a fabulous one across the world from me, and that is Lydia Jourdain. So Lydia, thank you for being here.
Oh, thank you for having me. It's always a pleasure to be on with definitely you're the best too. So thank you.
Well, thank you. I know you feel the same as me, and that is within this giant world, we get to be with incredible people. It's amazing the caliber of human beings that end up in this community, don't you?
Absolutely. And such kind of rich diversity as well in terms of the voices, and such a great place to understand people better. I've loved it. I've absolutely loved it. And I continue to meet everyone I meet. I'm just like, they're another cool person.
I agree. Yeah, Lydia was on our cruise. We took a cruise a couple months ago. We always have an annual meeting, gathering time of all of us in this world. And we did something new this year, and that was take a cruise to the Bahamas. Yeah. And Lydia was there. She came all the way over from, which that will lead me into, where are you from, Lydia?
Thank you. So I'm from a town called Eastbourne, which is directly south of London on the coast. So I live really close to the sea, but it isn't quite as warm as it is in the Bahamas. I can assure you that it has to be really hot here for me to brave the sea, but lots of people do and swim in it daily. And I'm like, wow, you're mad. But it was so, so fun to go on the cruise and to meet all the American side and just be sort of with the giant UK lot, but to come over and meet you all in person was a real treat.
For us too. It was really fun. So you're part of what we call Giant London, which means what? Who's that made up of?
So it's run by Becky. Steve sort of set it up. Becky is managing partner and director, and she runs it fantastically. That's Becky Barcelotti. And then we have a few partners and a couple of consultants and a number of associates of people who are in the UK more often than not, who've come through giant certifications, and we work as a team, and sometimes we collaborate on jobs together and say, hey, I've got this client, I'd love to do a workshop, will you come with me? So we just work as a team on this side of the pond.
It's so fun. Yeah. So if you're listening and you are, I know many of your team leaders within your organization, that's amazing. There are some people listening who are interested though in becoming a consultant or a coach, a leadership coach. And so we get inquiries about that quite often around here. And if that's something that you're interested in and you're on Lydia's side of the world with Becky and Steve, then reach out to us. We'll put in the show notes some links and things, some email addresses so that you can be sure to reach out to us if that's something that you're interested in. We are always taking new Five Voices certification applications so that you can come into our world and be part of that. So, okay, Lydia, tell us about a little bit before we get into the Maximizing Team Performance tool and the resource we want to share today. What types of industries do you work in? What types of folks and sizes of companies and organizations?
Sure. Yeah, thanks. It's a great question. A real mix is the answer. I mean, I've worked in engineering, pharmaceuticals, law, government, education, all of those different teams and different sizes. I tend to, where possible, work with the top teams and then work downwards within the organization. Certainly within Giant London, you know, Steve and Becky have some amazing, even bigger clients that we collaborate on. I work with some over on your side of things as well, which is great. Work with church over there, which is fantastic. And my dream is, I am an ex-teacher. I loved teaching, and I have a real heart for teachers and education. And so my dream is to get Five Voices into schools. That's literally what I want to do. So I am doing that in some areas. I'm working with a school in the UK at the moment, which is really, really exciting. And I'm working with the senior management team, and they're really enjoying the Giant material, and doesn't surprise me at all because it's awesome, but they're really appreciating. The head came up to me a couple of days ago and just said how much they're enjoying the time for reflection and how useful the tools have been. So it's a real range. And sometimes I just go in and do workshops in bigger organizations and just work with them for half a day. And always the feedback is great because the material's so good. Mm. So it's a real mix. I don't necessarily know a huge amount about pharmaceuticals and engineering and law, but the issues are always the same. It's always about communication and relationships. And Five Voices is just the best way in. And the Giant Toolkit, just being able to equip them there, they just go, huh, wow, yes. All the problems are the same across these industries, which is quite reassuring.
Yes, you're right. It's all about people, right? So I love that you have this emphasis on education. I agree. You know, you're probably the same. Anytime I'm in front of a crowd and I'm teaching definitely a workshop on the Five Voices, nearly every time somebody in the crowd will say, oh, I wish I would have learned this as a young person. So man, yeah, if we could get teachers and principals and headmasters to see the value and start this when children are in, you know, middle school, high school, what a world it would be if they could get this information at that early age.
Exactly.
Neat. Okay. Well, let's kind of piggyback on what Dan Fry started last episode. He did such a great job of outlining the Maximizing Team Performance tool. Yeah. We call it around here affectionately, I don't know if you all do it, Giant London, the flywheel, like to get a team rolling. This is the flywheel that you need. So do you mind just kind of recapping it quickly for those who may not have heard that episode?
Of course. Yeah. We call it the flywheel too. And it's made up of five segments to make the full flywheel. And that's communication, relationships, alignment, execution, and capacity. And basically in that order as well, I think people, in businesses so often think, jump straight to execution. We've got to get done. Here's the deadline. Do, do, do. And they miss communication and relationships. So what I love about Giant is we say, no, communication and relationships underpin everything. We start there and then we can move into alignment. Then we'll be better at executing. And, you know, we can start to think about capacity and succession planning and everything like that. So, yeah, I love the foundation of communication relationships at the base of all we do.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, it's very hard to get in alignment with someone and work toward a common goal if you don't trust them. And, you know, there are Google studies around psychological safety being the number one component necessary for a high performing team. And so that is why we start with those two, communication and relationships. So let's do this. I want to take a quick break. And when we come back, I want you to share this resource that we have, this assessment that we have for team leaders to really be able to deep dive into the Maximizing Team Performance tool. So let's come back here in a minute or so, and we'll talk through that. Sound good, Lydia?
Sounds great.
All right. We'll be right back, folks. All right, welcome back. So I'm with Lydia Jourdain, and we want to tell you about this fantastic resource. It's actually an assessment on the Giant OS. So tell us about it, Lydia.
Ah, great. So yes, it's called the Team Performance Assessment. And essentially, it is an assessment that covers communication, relationships, alignment, execution, and capacity, all those areas. And it has questions on each one, about 80 questions, takes about 15, 20 minutes to do, but it's an incredible resource to have. And what you can do is introduce it to the teams that you're working with, and then you can track ROI along the way of how various areas are going up. And if one's dropping down, you can start to address that and think about how you can begin to improve it. I've used it with a number of clients, and it's really, really helpful. We often start with it, you know, we'll set up, we might do the Five Voices workshop to start with, people feeling confident with their voice, starting to understand maybe that they're, how they're different to other people. And then we would set the team performance assessment. And you can do that through OS. It's very easy. You can assign it as an action. It's very intuitive. And they go away and do it. And then all those results are published into their kind of profile. And then you can collate them and go back and talk to the team about them. And then you might do it again, depending on how long you're going to be working with this team. Sometimes you might do it every quarter or 6 months, but we suggest certainly the beginning and the end of when you work with them. If you're working with them over a longer period of time, beginning, middle, and end, because it does take a bit of time, but you want to be able to see how things are changing. So yeah, that's sort of how we'd start to set it up and get it moving. And then when it comes to feeding back about the results, we might take the top five results, put them onto a screen and say, hey, look, what are we celebrating about this? And then everyone gets to look at them and go, yeah, great, that's really good. Because I really think it's important to start with celebration and to say, yay, well done. This is great what we've done. And then we might show them the bottom five scores and say, okay, here are some areas to work on. And then as a team, we might come up with some strategic ways that you can start to move forward and say, okay, right, we don't have any succession planning, or we have quite a lot of drama and gossip. Maybe we need to address this. What can we do? And then I might help them with a tool and say, well, if it's drama and gossip, then we need to look at, go to the source and introduce that tool, talk to them about it and say, right, you go and implement this. And when we look at it next time, hopefully we will see some improvement in these areas. So that's a rough overview of what we would do with it. And it's been really, really helpful.
Yeah, I love that. I mean, you know, when you come in and do people development, to quantify it, it's a little more difficult to say, here's the result of us spending this much money and this much time on leadership development. But really, when you're able to use this assessment and you can get a baseline at the beginning to say, how is this team really functioning together? And what is it actually costing us if we're not a healthy team, if we don't efficiently align on our goals and then execute in a timely manner? What is this actually causing in terms of a financial deficit within our team, right? Any thoughts on that you've seen with teams you've worked with?
Yeah, I think there are always a couple of surprises. And I think it's really healthy for them to see that and to go, oh, okay, if we're starting here, if this is our baseline and we realize we're great, we feel like we're pretty good on communication, we're fine on relationship, alignment, you know, moments that aren't great, but capacity, we're terrible. You suddenly realize that there are themes and baseline themes. And so you can kind of start to move towards changing those and talking about them. It's not until you see it on a screen that you kind of go, oh, okay. And the themes that come up, and often you will find that there's quite a lot of alignment in what people think as well. So there are patterns that you can pick up on and say, right, this is clearly an area we need to work on, or that you're not comfortable or confident with, how can we start to improve? So I think they find it really useful to sort of gauge that at the beginning and then track improvement and change over the duration of the course of time that you spend with them.
Yeah, that's amazing. Let me just kind of share with folks an example of some of the questions on the assessment, because I think it's interesting because each one really does coincide with these five components. So for instance, when it comes to communication, one of the questions would be, our team uses an appropriate and helpful tone and tact with one another. Interesting, right? Yeah, you giggle and it's like, I bet when I say that somebody is thinking out there, oh, so-and-so, not so much, right? Here's another one in regards to communication. Our team clearly shares expectations for the type of feedback and interaction that is desired when communicating. Yeah, that's a good one. How about relationships? Our team builds each other up rather than tearing each other down.
Yeah. It's a really powerful one.
Yes. Our team leads through influence, which comes from trust and vulnerability, not relying solely on positional power. Yeah. Go ahead. Did you have a comment?
I was just thinking it really exposes things a little bit in a good way. I think people don't even think about some of these things until it's written down. That's what's so helpful about it. They can kind of go, yeah, we're a great team. And then they actually break it down and go, it feels like someone's always using their positional power rather than trust. You know, we're just dictated to, and that brings it to the surface, and then you're able to deal with it. So I think that's really helpful.
So true. Here's one for alignment. Our team values collaboration with other teams and avoids a silo mentality. Again, just to your point, it's like, well, maybe we do that. I'm not sure. You know, if you haven't been posed with that question before, it makes you think, do we do that? Here's one with execution. Our team understands the importance of and actively engages in developing themselves and others. That one's under capacity. Here's one under execution. Our team meetings are effective and efficient.
that can often get a lower score because people go, there's a lot of chit chat and sort of faffing around in meetings, but it focuses people and makes them go, okay, maybe we could use our team time a little more efficiently.
Right. Yeah. Maybe we're wasting funds and time on meetings. And so, yeah. So do you ever have, this is, I don't know, maybe an odd question. Do you ever have a team or organization that says, we really don't want to know, we're afraid to take this assessment because what if it uncovers some things that we aren't ready to address?
We've certainly had a little bit of hesitation. They sort of look at it and say, can we see some examples of questions? And you put them up and they're like, I'm not sure. So there is, but everyone who's done it has benefited and just gone, this has been really helpful and really made us think how we can be better as a team. So if they're prepared to embrace it and expose the slightly uncomfortable, then it's worth it in the long run. And then next time round, it's far less uncomfortable and so on. So yeah, it's no one's refused, but there has been a little bit of squirming, shall we say.
Okay. Well, the good news is that if you will be open enough as a team leader to allow your team to take the assessment and you are self-aware enough and open enough for change, and you are really able to see the questions, see what people have honestly been able to answer, which, by the way, that brings me to, this is anonymous. When you take this this assessment, no one can dig in and see a single person's answers. And so we do that on purpose so that people will be able to honestly answer so that you can get the correct baseline. But the good news is that once you do that and you put in the work and you have someone like Lydia who's able to lead you along the way, and we're not saying it's a quick fix. We're not saying that it's an overnight change, but once you're able to focus on an area and use the tools to change that and improve communication or alignment or whatever it is, then the good news is that a lot of health can be made within a team. And as a result, performance increases. Yeah,
absolutely. And I think it's important to understand that it is a safe place to do it as well. I do have a lot of people say, can my answers be tracked back to me? And I'm like, absolutely not. Mm-mm. No, you're completely safe in this. And they're like, okay, fine. They're genuinely relieved. And that usually means that they're a voice that perhaps just hasn't felt able to bring their opinion to the table. So it's an opportunity to do that. And then it leads to much better communication and liberation, hopefully. It leads to good work.
Yeah, agreed. Yeah. So if you're listening and you think, well, I'm just a team leader, I don't get to make all the decisions around here, it is possible for you to put just one team on the giant operating system, even a small team of 3, 4, 5, 6 people, and assess your small team. But really the power behind it comes when an entire organization is able to bring all of their people onto the operating system, set them up in their individual teams. And then there's a cool feature that Lydia mentioned. It's an assigned action feature. And you're able, as the team leader or the organizational admin on the account, to assign this action of taking this assessment per team. Every team member would take it, and then you would see visually on the screen how you're doing within that particular team. So it allows for honesty and a way to know what growth needs to happen.
Yeah,
it's so good. So good. Yeah. So Lydia, where would folks find you if they're on your side of the world, or even if you're not? I know you do a lot of work here in the US as well. So where would somebody find you so that if they have a question or if their organization would like to tap into your expertise, where should they go?
Sure. Thank you. Well, they can find me on Circle. I'm there if you're on the Guy community. You can find me on LinkedIn. Just, there are two Lydia Jourdains. One's French. I'm the other one.
I'll be sure to grab Lydia's link and put it in the show notes so that you're not confused as to which one.
Thank you. Yeah. If it comes up in French, then definitely not me, because I can't speak French. And yes, Lydia@londongiant.com is my email. So I'd love to hear from anyone who would like to hear more about this or more about what we do in the UK. You'd be really welcome to meet with me.
Oh, thanks, Lydia. And thanks for, it's always a pleasure talking to you, but I love the good work that you all are doing there, and keep it up.
Oh, thank you. And to you. It's so great knowing that there's that lovely community over in the States. We massively value you guys and really appreciate everything that you do. And I often reach out for help, and your support team, you know, Misty is just phenomenal. I'm just like, even today, I was just like, help. And she's like, okay. And so just such an amazing community. So thank you.
Great. Love it. Well, thanks. All right, everyone. We will be with you next time. Keep listening to episodes, keep growing, keep learning the tools, and keep becoming a leader worth following. All right, everyone. Bye-bye.
Bye.